God is seeing his hands today.
Whether ndachikora chirungu, whether ndachikora shona or Spanish, ndichatoshanda semaoko aMwari nhasi.
I'm going to work as the hands of the Lord today.
Ndichashanda futi semuromo waMwari nhasi.
I'm going to work as the mouth of God
today. Ende pachaporwa nhasi.
And people are going to be healed today.
Nekuti ndendiri maoko a Jehovah.
Because I am the hands of the Lord.
Ende mimba dziri kubatira futi nhasi.
And people are going to be pregnant.
Zvo ndendiri maoko ani?
Because I am the hands of
God. Ende mabhonzo anobatana futi rini?
Today.
Because ndendiri maoko ani?
Because
ende imba dziri kutengwa futi rini? Nekuti ndiri maoko ani? Ende mota dziri kutengwa futi rini? Nekuti ndiri maoko ani? Ende mari dziri kutwa futi rini? Nekuti ndiri maoko ani? Remember the message I was told kuti havaziye changa vanacho. I discovered kuti Mwari vari kuti havazoti wangori muoko wangu pawapinda mumba mavo. Only to discover kuti pandaidya, even ndekaraidyawo, I was like, wow! So the Lord said to me, because of what this lady did, today you are going to just speak.
Amen.
And the miracles will happen in the life of this lady.
Amen.
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 So that's how God used. Saka taura pedyo noti, don't look down upon a Christian. Any Christian.
Say to your neighbor, don't look down upon a Christian.
Because I uzive kuti musi waMwari achashandisa ruoko rwake.
You don't know that day whom God is going
and
to use.
And I've discovered something. Kazhinji patoita maoko aMwari tisingazondaita ruoko rwaMwari.
Most times when you are the hands of the Lord, we don't
and kazhinji paunoita muromo waMwari, most times I'll discover. Hautozviona kuti uri muromo waMwari.
When you become the mouth of God, you don't know it.
Sometimes autozoti washandiswa naMwari kuno encourage someone.
Sometimes you don't know that God has used you to encourage someone.
Later.
God will tell you later.
Ndini ndazvita ndiri mauri.
It's me who did it inside of you.
Wow, what a wonderful God we serve. Amen. So
amen.
Today I want to teach about this dimension naMwari.
I want to teach about this dimension of God.
So that you understand. Amen.
Amen.
Please don't look down upon any Christian. Don't.
Amen.
Munakangonzi muKristu, respect that person.
If a person is a Christian, respect them.
Why? Because you never know kuti Mwari achashandisa ruoko rwake
pangwe. You never know whom God is going to use as his hands.
Amwana chiparadza so mwana ngona kutoshandiswa kuti pamufundisi drink rato ruoko rwaMwari.
You see, as I'm preaching, someone can be used to give the man of God drink. That's the hand of God.
Eta ruoko rwaMwari. Ruoko rwaMwari. Look. I don't look upon, I just don't look down upon. Drink, roko rwaMwari. Drink it. Drink rang to wear hobo. I wonder my oko. I want to chimira. God bless you. I want to chimira. It's okay. Akwana. Because anozo ndi zvimbira. See, drink. Roko rwaMwari rwashanda.
This is drink and is the hand of God.
Apo wanga uchivhera munhu ari pasaidi newanga ne drink.
And you are looking down upon the person next to you and yet they had drink for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Roko rwaMwari.
This is the hand
so
of
you
God.
Never know who to danger shandiswa kuita roko panani.
You never know today I'm going to be used to be a hand on who?
Gogovian. Chichikurwadza nasi.
What is pain today?
Amuna simba nemudumbu.
I don't have power.
Nasi ndoshandiswa seroko rwaMwari.
Today I'll be used as the hand of God.
Amen. Ndogona toshanda seroko rwaMwari chinodi.
We are new Gogomone Roko Romari. Come.
Tarira uo ne Roko Romari. 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 Tarira uo ne Tarira uo ne. Tarira uo ne Roko. Famba, tambira mwari, famba ndino famba, tambira mwari,
tarira uone,
kuimba ndino himba,
kuimbira
mwari,
tarira uone,
zvose zvandinazvo ndakapiwa naMwari,
tarira uone,
zvose zvandinazvo ndakapiwa naMwari,
tarira uone,
tarira,
tarira uone,
tarira, look at that, tarira,
tarira uone,
tarira,
tarira
uone.
Tarira
uone roko
rwaMwari.
Tarira
uone. Tarira uone. Tarira uone. Tarira uone. Tarira uone.
Tarira uone. Sata Sero for Wabari.
Tiwe Tarira. Tiwe Tarira.
Tarira. Tiwe Tarira.
Tarira.
Tiwe Tarira.
Tarira.
Tiwe Tarira.
Tarira.
Tiwe Tarira.
Wow. Koko. Chicha Itika. Adira koko makuzwa sei?
What happened to you?
Makuzwa kusimba chaizvo.
Makuzwa kusimba.
Somebody give God praise.
Tsamara rovhara kushatisa anyway. Hello.
Vanganyoresa prayer line now. Matova pika prophetically.
Vakasonyoresa prayer line.
Vanganyoresa.
Vanganyora adzichi.
She was on the prayer line and you picked her prophetically.
My sister, can you come and confirm prayer line?
So please confirm the prayer line.
Kuti vazopiwa chikafu vadye.
You wanted to given food so that she can eat.
Majgere nasi manje.
Did you eat anything today?
Vanatsojgere nasi. Mambodya porridge. Doti mupiwe chikafu.
Amen.
Vazonyatsokudya.
Amen.
Your body pains, are you saying?
How are you feeling body wise?
Marwadzo emabu.
Ai.
Eh. Makuma tsaka. So, marano kana kushandisa anyone. Serokoro wake. Oh, atisenga nauri kundinzwa.
I don't know if you can hear me.
So, usatarisire pasi umwe muKristu.
Don't look down upon a fellow Christian.
Even ari mu weakness, haumutarisire pasi because
even a Christian in weakness don't look down upon them.
Anogona kushanda serokorwa Mwari.
They can be used as the hand of God.
That's what God does. Amen.
Amen.
Tikasadzidziswa nazvenda chizvikunongoshandirwa vanhu.
If we don't teach, people say they just minister to people.
Teach the way.
Sorry to interject, Apostle.
Yes, yes.
Go vatonyoresa prayer line before you picked it.
Yes.
Vanga vachiti vaichaya.
Yes.
Kubva Thursday.
Yes.
Saka vauya vachiti zvanga zvanani but vanga vari kupera simba.
Yes.
Vanga vasiri kutogona naita. Sei ndatovavinga pa prayer line vasiri kukwanisa kunyatsofamba.
Saka kutotamba itori ruoko rwa Mwari.
Itori ruoko rwa Mwari.
So this is the hand of God. Come on,
wow.
Somebody celebrate.
And
you are sitting.
This is Jesus. Wow, powerful.
Amen.
Powerful. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, ona sekuru. Yeah. Sekuru afaro ti baby rapora. Sekuru, vanga vachinzwa sekuku.
Ndirikufara ndinda tobika porridge racho.
Ndipa tobika porridge.
I am happy I'm the one who prepared the porridge for you.
Uchidzokera kumba anenge vachingodya.
As you go back home should be eating.
Amen.
Amen.
It's okay kokwete vanogara pasi. Glory to God.
Please take your seats.
Saka Mwari anoshandisa anyone.
God can use anyone.
Even iwo asingatozotwa rotoshandiswa naMwari.
Even that person not knowing they are being used by God.
It would take a revelation from God. Kutuzo zoti Mwari anga chokushandisa.
For you to know that God was using you.
And kutuze kuti trip ya waite yoyo auziriwe wakapfekwa nedenga.
For you to know that trip it was not you, the heavens was wearing you.
And also that family payakabika vatoende register kuti vakabikira denga.
That family when they prepared food, they prepared for the heavens.
And because of that ndiri kudzonzi vaudzo there's a miracle coming.
Because of that I'm being told tell them a miracle is coming.
So God is just amazing and good.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 45 to 47. Let's read them.
Verse number 45.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15.
Yes.
Verse number 45.
Uh-huh.
And so it is written.
Uh-huh.
The first man Adam was made a living soul.
Mm.
The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
A quickening spirit, yes.
Verse number 46.
Uh-huh.
How be it that was not first which is spiritual,
mm-hmm.
but that which is natural,
mm-hmm.
and afterward that which is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
The first man is of the earth,
mm-hmm.
earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
The second man is the Lord from heaven. I want the second man, the second Adam, right? Arutorwa said the second man, and you know Dana Rutorwa.
You know whom they are talking to.
Arutorwa said second Adam Dan.
The second Adam is referred to
the Christ, and you know?
To Christ.
But Arukunzi is the Lord from heaven.
It's being said he is the Lord from
so,
heaven.
So the Lord Bate Papot is being spoken of as the Lord from heaven.
I want you to take note of that part.
Okay. Thank you for the reading of the word. But there's something that I want you to understand when you are talking of dominion and the culture of the kingdom. You're talking about the culture of the kingdom, how the king.
What we call the culture.
Culture,
of
we
the
are
kingdom.
Talking how we do things in the kingdom, right?
Amen.
And for your own information, I still remember at one point teaching you people that as much as a vision is powerful, chinonzi chiwono chiri powerful.
Vision is powerful.
Don't underestimate power in a chinonzi culture.
Do not underestimate the power that is in culture.
Because it is the culture that makes a vision move. Hello?
Amen.
Chiwono chinofambiswa nekaitiro kanoitwa zvinhu.
A vision is orchestrated by the way things
discover
are done.
Chinonzi culture.
You discover what we call
culture. More powerful than a vision.
Is more powerful than a vision.
Because culture ndoinotiudza kararamiro kaitiro.
Culture tells us the way we behave.
So
and
I
the
want today to
ourselves.
Teach you about the culture of the kingdom. And then I got to introduce her to after thy kingdom come. Amen.
What I was introduced to after thy kingdom come. Conference.
One thing that I want you to understand about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the kingdom of our God. Kingdom,
you discover in this kingdom, no one can know everything.
But
about
you
the
discover kuti chinokura every day mairi.
But you discover we grow daily.
And
the
person
patiri
kukura mairi chinotanga kuona imwe engo.
And every time we are growing in it, we are seeing another
angle.
And we start having another way Shichendera of seeing things.
Maari.
Depending with the way we are growing up.
Hello,
in
are you understanding?
Do you understand?
Understanding yona izvo zvina mwari.
You discover the understanding that you have
zera rauna romuna mwari.
Is because of your age in the Lord.
But ucha discover kuti nekukura kwaunenge uchiita muna mwari.
You discover as you grow
unotanga ku explore again mama sides amwari.
You start exploring other sides of God. And other places of God.
Vamwe dzave fukota dze exist kana dzave pamwe hope.
Some they thought they never existed. They
unotanga futi kuona kuti the more you unokura muna mwari.
You discover the more you grow.
Unotanga ku expose wa futi kune how easy things are in the kingdom you, or when you are related to God.
You are exposed to how things are in the kingdom or when you are related to God.
Zvinuka zvinji zvinooma according to zeraratina romuna Kristu.
Things are made difficult because of our age in
but
Christ.
The moment atotanga kukura,
the moment you start growing,
muno discover kuti munotanga futi kukura mukumuziva iye.
You discover you start growing in the knowledge
nerimwe simba rake
and part of his
power. Rinotanga futi kudiscover mukukura ikoko.
That is discovered in your growth.
Rekuti rimwe rachona mukarizamusati makura.
Some of the power, if you know it before you are grown,
rinogona kuvhiringa nekuda kwezera.
It can even disturb you because of your age.
I still remember sometimes, I think ndakambokuudza nyaya ichiti kudhara ndaita nharo ndichiti ava naangona matiro achirutsa.
I told you this story. A person is not just prayed for.
Komuna anorutsira achinamatiro hakuna kubara mwari rinodaro.
Vomit when they are being prayed for.
One day ndakamira pamberi pevanhu ndakanzi simudza ruoko.
One day I was standing before
I was
people.
In Kwadzana.
I was told to raise up my hand. Pandasimudza
kudedza kuti stara Jesu ka 3.
And I raised my hand and I was told to call the name
in
of
the
Jesus
name of
three times.
Jesus in the name of Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Vanhu vataka kurutsa.
People started vomiting.
Zvakanzi kwakabata mushonga.
And they asked me, are you holding any charm?
Then I repented. Zvikanzi, don't own me as if ndobvomba kwenyu.
Don't own me as if I come from your rural homestead.
Unofarira kukura mandiri ende ukaona umwe akura mandiri achita zvinhu zvaari kuita.
Usapikiso
sati was a boss ane bandera afamba namwari.
You are supposed to grow in me. Don't look down upon those that are growing
Hello?
In me more than you are.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello. Hello. I think last week you were here when my mentor and the Father and the Lord was declaring a dimension
Ravetanangura. A dimension that was explaining.
And I took it upon me that I have to teach it to you also,
Amen.
What it means.
Amen.
How we operate, how it is operated. And I'm still also exploring.
Amen.
Ako? Are you understanding? It was after the Lord showed us a vision. It was, first of all, it was my mom who saw a vision.
It's mom who saw the vision. I saw us being saluted.
But I did not know she was, at first I thought,
we did not understand what it was. We thought we are the ones
but
who are supposed to salute.
Beings,
but this being said, no, you are not saluting
then
here, we are supposed to salute.
For you.
And a gate was open.
Because Makunda.
Because you have overcome.
Everywhere, patantiri, they were saluting. They were
everywhere
saluting.
We were passing
they were
through,
saluting.
We were being saluted.
Then I was like, okay, already zvikurauti it's a promotion somewhere.
Already this means it's a promotion somewhere.
So I took it upon me to say, okay, let me pray. Let us pray. Amen. We want to understand what's going on, what's happening.
Amen.
Hello? What's really happening? So it was now after then, I also had a visitation explaining to me of what was coming and how it was going to be. Amen. That we did not even speak even Apostle Tindoza. No.
We didn't speak to the man of God.
So when Apostle came and declared it, vakadi.
And he spoke.
It opened again new chapter Rema visions because those dimensions.
It opened a new chapter of visions to understand those visions.
I think it was just after Show Me Heaven. Just after Show Me Heaven, when we had another visitation. Then in this visitation,
we're being shown people increasing in number.
And we're now disturbed.
We're disturbed. What should we do?
So we wanted to conduct a certain spirit in that realm. Then we were forbidden. No.
Here you don't work like that. We wanted to know how we operate in that dimension. Where you are the ones commanding. It's now in your hands.
Even my spirits when we see spirits.
I was used to begging when we see spirits.
Only to discover there's a realm, Reguti, this time I'll beg you command.
Only to discover there's a realm that you don't ask, but you have to command.
So, this teaching and a culture of the kingdom.
The teaching I want to give you about the culture of the kingdom.
That's why I declared Gundudas na manifest.
It's based on this book. That's why I declared I want those without children.
No good. God showed me a vision.
Not that God showed me a vision.
I just want to try this realm. Not okay. How is it Amen. Like? Hello. I just want to try. How is it like? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So, first Adam, I want you to understand something about that. First Adam, we're going to Genesis. First Adam,
when the first Adam came under the sun after being created
by God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, I want you to read it.
If you read Genesis chapter 1, verse...
Do not mean to say Genesis chapter 1. Today I'll be reading a lot.
Genesis chapter 1
from
verse 26.
Verse 26. I want you to read that one.
And God said, let us make man in our image.
Let us make men in our image.
After our likeness.
After our likeness.
And let them have dominion over the fish
let
of the
him,
sea.
Let them have what?
Dominion
over what?
The fish of the sea.
Please, Bate Papo. Do not want to word reguti dominion.
I want you to see that the word dominion,
it also means control, right?
Amen.
Dominion arugupiwa first thing,
the dominion
fish of the sea. I will come back there. The fish of the sea and over the
fowl
of
the
air. And
over
what?
The cattle.
Uh-huh.
And over all the earth.
And over all, not some, all the earth.
And over every creeping thing.
And over every creeping thing. Mm-hmm.
The one being meant here is
the person
who is being created by God
the
and
earth,
put on
right?
earth. Amen.
Dominion. Dominion, the other word, is control, right?
And God
if
said, let us
mistaken.
Give this person dominion or control.
Is it control, right?
Yes.
Let him have control. Another word for dominion, Rono Zila. Power, another word, so?
Dominance.
Come on, washaya. Washengwa nakatiza. Iwe. At least in the right to kubvunza.
I have the right to ask.
Amen. So, let us give him dominion over the fish, over all the earth. Oh, not some of the earth. Now, why was God doing this now? And when God was actually saying this to Adam, he wanted an extension of his kingdom here on earth.
I did not know when God was saying this to Adam, he wanted an extension of his kingdom here on earth.
But mupfungwa dzamwari.
But in the mind of God,
vachisika nyika vachisa munhu.
When he created a person and put him on earth,
he wanted an extension of heaven.
He wanted an extension of heaven.
Here on earth, his kingdom to be extended to the... Yeah, even like he was... it was like he wanted to colonize earth. Right? You can sense the word diroro kuti munzwise colonization. Remember, Zimbabwe was a colon of what? Of Britain, right?
Yes.
Three colon of Britain. Britain, in other words, Tevekha little Britain. That's it, right?
Amen.
Saka swataita nezvoti Britain kwayanga iri.
Britain, it was the one that gave us the laws.
But zvavaizvoita manje kuti vatonge zvaisakwasa kuti patime achazokwanguna king hero prince hero president.
What they did for.
But uchaona kuti ndo vaironga vanhu vanouya kuzotonga muZimbabwe.
They were the ones who planned the people to rule over Zimbabwe.
Voiswa but vari extension ye Britain but vari muZimbabwe.
They will be put as an extension of Britain.
So, Mwari parwisa earth. Earth was a colony. He wanted it to be a colony of heaven. No, but for me to rule this earth, let me put my sons. The word sons in Hebrew, rureva my offsprings. Areve varume.
It doesn't mean
that's why in the book of Romans we've got the scripture which says nature is eagerly waiting for the manifestation of sons, are not daughters. Ragati sons. Why? Because the word sons there ariskureva varume kana vakadzi ngoroti offsprings of God.
Sons does not refer to gender, but
so
everything.
This earth, yangaka gadzirwa ma offsprings of God, and this, the first offspring mayakesa was Adam.
This earth was created for the offsprings of God.
Ndokubva amupa dominion,
and God gave him dominion,
power over the earth, not heaven, over the earth.
Synonyms of dominion, men of God.
Uh-huh.
Domination.
Uh-huh.
Dominance.
Uh-huh.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Supremacy.
Sovereignty. You know what sovereignty means? It's me. And that's supreme power, right?
It also means supremacy.
Over a political organization. This one?
Yes.
Which means, it means Mwari parikuisa Adam munyika.
When God is putting Adam on earth,
pfungwa yaMwaranga si religion, yanga iri a kingdom.
The mind of God was not based on religion but kingdom.
Because mu religion amuna need a politics, because, but mu kingdom.
Because in the religion you don't need politics, but
munofaronga mune ma laws, munofaronga mune zvakawanda wanda context. I think I've explained to you
in
about
the kingdom. There are supposed to be laws and rules.
Sa pfungwa yaMwari pekutanga was to make this earth an extension of the kingdom of God.
The mind of God at first was
but
to make this
ruler, his sons, to be the rulers of this kingdom.
Yeah, but helping the Father in heaven.
You understand, right?
Do you understand?
So, Adam achipiwa this earth.
When Adam was given this earth,
Marad extension of the kingdom, not religion.
God wanting an extension of the kingdom,
not religion.
Not religion.
So, Mwari Adamuna no tonga. Okay, that's why we have got. Is this Psalms 115 from verse 13? I want you to read. Psalms 115 from verse 13. I want you to see.
Psalms 115
from verse
number 13.
Yes, from verse 13.
He will bless them that fear the Lord,
uh-huh,
both small and great.
Uh huh.
The Lord shall increase you more and more.
Uh-huh.
You and your children.
Uh-huh.
Verse number 15.
Uh-huh.
Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth.
Ye are blessed with the Lord which made heaven and earth. Vakagadzira denga nenyika dhiyani ndiMwari the Lord.
The word Lord,
it means honor. Honor as in somebody who owns something. Kanzwa chinzi land lord. Zvingoroti ndeburidzi weland.
He is the,
so the word Lord there, it means honor, and it is me. It also means king, right? But the word Lord, it means honor. He is the honor which made heaven and earth. God, yes?
The heaven, even the heavens.
Even the heavens.
Are the Lord's.
As the Lord's.
But the earth. Have he given to the children of men.
He gave it to the children of men. Which means it's very wrong for us to preach about going to heaven, set up possessor the earth.
Before we possess the earth.
Why? Because the earth was meant for the children of men by the Lord himself. Why? He wanted to an extension of his kingdom. Which means what you should be preaching for is to regain the dominion here on earth. Because the earth was meant for the children of men. The heavens is for the Lord, but the earth is for Uri panyika because nyika.
You are on earth because the earth was created for men. Tell the person next to you, you are on earth because the earth was created for
Adam arikupiwa power over everything, dominion. Earth chese, Adam have dominion, have
that's
power.
That's why you see Adam was given dominion over everything.
Power. Akupiwa all power over earth because he was a human being. Why? Because the earth was made for the sons of men. Which means it's very wrong.
It's wrong for you to want to quickly depart the face of the earth. Wanting to go to heaven.
Because the heavens is for the Lord and the earth is made for the children of men.
Amen.
That's
why I say, even if we depart the earth, you are coming.
Do you know
back
after
again.
Rapture at Torah?
After the rapture has taken us.
Denga new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem.
The new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem is not in heaven.
How do you know?
It's here on earth.
The new heaven,
that is being created. Without any sorrow or any trouble. It's
your
we are coming back here on earth.
Because
the earth was created for the sun.
Saka mawani anotanga kana munhu akagadzirwa nyika.
Trouble starts when the person who
asingaze power akapiwa munyika.
They don't know the power that
and asingaze ma rights anawo munyika.
Not knowing their rights here on earth.
Ndosaka muchonoti ma demon anofida on ignorance.
That's why you see demons feed on ignorance.
Ndosaka mwari achiti vanhu vanga pura nekushaya zivo.
That's why God said my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Saka first race yemwe china nevanhu.
The first race between
mwaya chinori pakuti ngavasaziva zvavakapiwa.
Evil spirits are saying they should not know the
power ravano possess over the earth.
Let them not know the power that they possess on earth.
Okay. Okay. So Mwari aida extension of kingdom yake here.
God wanted an extension of his kingdom here on earth.
So Adam was the first man to be given earth. And could he dominate?
For him to dominate
over everything. Power shows that so not Adam power nema because earth.
He was given power for everything. That's why I see God gave him the power to earth animals. God is saying, I am a king who knows his creations.
And
what I gave you, I'm not greedy.
Even on earth, if you want to name animals,
that's why
I see what God did was to create,
but Adam named.
So Adam parkuya arkuya achira the dominion.
When Adam came, he's coming demonstrating.
And Adam.
And God was pleased with what Adam was doing.
Because I act as an offspring of God.
Because he was acting as a child.
Under control of Adam.
Everything was under the control of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Do you know Adam? Adam Marizita.
The name Adam is not a name.
It was a description.
It was a description.
Chapter 5 of Genesis.
If you read on Genesis chapter 5.
From verse 2. Ucho not Adam asika mkazi nemuruma kavati Adam. Why was Adam arizizita?
Verse number 2, Genesis 5.
Yes, Genesis chapter 5, verse number 2, yes.
Male and female created he them.
Male and female, it's a plural. Saka Adam, okay, yes. Male and female, he created them.
And blessed them.
And blessed them.
And called their name Adam.
And he called their name Adam. Eve,
in
that
day
Adam.
When they were created.
In the Zoraka Sikwavese.
The day when they
Eve
were both created.
Adam means Adam.
Eve and Adam were both
why? Because
Adam
arises, it was a description.
Adam was
because
not a name,
Adam
it was a description.
Dark earth.
Adam means dark
earth. I describe
God God was describing the people he created. So the first man and the son was a black man.
Adam zongorwa kuti munhu mutema.
Adam dark means a black person.
Ivu dema.
Dark soil.
Ayatoyengwe sermon rimwe zuva.
This is another sermon for another day.
So what did I put Adam? It's a plural, it's not even a name. Varukupiwa power vari two.
They were given power, the two of them.
Dominate the earth.
Dominate the earth.
It ties from no pay power to rule.
Do as you please. I've given you
power. Those are not kuva Adam asat abudam Eden.
That's why I see before Adam went out.
Apana Zwaruku record wa prayer.
There was no day when prayer was recorded. There's no day when they prayed.
Prayer is starting.
Adam
Adva Mucherona if Vabuda.
When they partook of the fruit and
out,
that's when they started calling unto the Lord.
Why? Because Adam anga rebelled against the kingdom.
Because Adam had rebelled against the kingdom.
The fruit, it was taken as rebellion. Was a treason.
When he ate the fruit, it was taken as
treason. We declare independent from a nation and come colonizer.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Zimbabwe declared their independence in 1980.
When Zimbabwe declared their independence in 1980, no white man would tell us anything. We started calling them names.
British.
We started calling them all kinds of names. And it said they cannot do
anything. To understand what if you still remember.
Until this, to a point that we said we wanted our soil.
Because they declare kutita free. And to them it was treason. But it's not the sanction.
To them it was treason. That's why they sanctioned.
Adam akapoma sanctions against takukata anything to do with you from
Adam
heaven.
Was given sanctions. We are cutting
because
everything. Because
waribela against the will of God. Chinonzi chivi akuskurara nemukadzi kana kudi kudi. Chinonzi chivi rebel against the will of God.
Sin is not being promiscuous, but
sin is going against the will of God. Evidence achieved, but that is not achieved.
This is evidence of sin, but that's not the true sin.
Rebel against the will of God.
What we call sin is to rebel against the will of God.
So Adam rebelled against that will.
Amen. And God said, "I'm cutting off ties." To show that I've cut off ties with
even
you.
Easy.
The things that you got easily, you're not going even the soul that listened
because
to you.
Because if terra Lord Urimauri.
The soul listened to the Lordship that was
because
in
if right terra a son Arimauri.
The son listened to the son in you.
Romans voting for the earth and the nature is eagerly waiting for the the rising of the sun.
That's why Romans say the earth is eagerly waiting
because
for the rising
Adam
of the sun.
Adam, when he sinned, I can lose that sonship.
When Adam sinned, he lost that sonship.
He was no longer regarded as an offspring of heaven.
Amen.
But we need to redeem these people.
God knew we need to redeem these people.
When Jesus was thought of, so, but we need another Adam.
What happened when Jesus was thought of?
But the problem I think and they would die.
The problem that happened is the earth was full of people.
And the pattern, Adam are rebellious.
And everyone was following the pattern.
Which
of
means
Adam was rebellious.
After Adam, dominion.
Everyone born after Adam, nobody knew.
But this is a rebellion.
They understood rebellion.
Because Baba Adam was a rebellious man.
Because their forefather Adam was a rebellious
Adam,
man.
Because Adam disconnected from Mary.
Because Adam had disconnected from
even
God.
Even
his offsprings were born in disobedience.
Saka pane probability ekuti even zvakazvara.
There is a higher probability.
Pain and hardship.
He started teaching them pain.
Outside the presence of God.
And started teaching them to live outside the presence of God. That's when the life of shortcuts began.
Why? Because Adam angari disconnected.
Because Adam was disconnected.
So pesi patakatsanga kuuya vanhu kuzvarwa vanhu before Christ.
All this while when people were then born.
Mwari aitsva kuti saka ndichavaradza sei life yandiri kuda chaiyo kuti vararame.
God was looking for a way to show them that true life.
Because already vari kurarama life according to Adam, but inonzi arufu.
Because people are living according to Adam.
Ndosaka scripture ari kuti Adam wekutanga akaintroduce rufu kuvanhu.
That's why the scripture is saying the first Adam introduced death to
it
people.
It means even information yakazara maari rufu.
Meaning the information that was filled in him was death.
Saka akazvara vana akatanga kuvadzidzisa zvanga zviri maari.
He begat children and said
marudza akabva maari are extension yerufu rwaibva muna Adam.
Generations came from him and they were extensions.
It means knowledge yamwari.
Meaning the knowledge of God.
The knowledge is why the kingdom of God.
The knowledge about the kingdom of God.
Yakave distorted ikashika yashota even kune vanhu vakazoziva Mwari.
Was distorted and it came short to the people that knew God.
How can I explain this? So, vanhu vakatanga saka vanhu vese vakazvara after Adam atadza.
Every other person who was created, who was born after Adam's sin,
right, this is for prayer.
They were being taught to pray.
Right, this is for kumbira nekunyengerera Mwari.
They were being taught to beg and to ask God.
Because no life yanga kurama Adam after atadza.
Because this is the life Adam was living after
himself. Avana kuti this is life of fellowship, is now kunyengerera kana kukumbira.
They were not taught the life of fellowship without begging or
asking. They are taught the life
asking
of the citizens of the kingdom.
The life of the citizens of the kingdom.
It's so religious kukumbira Mwari.
It is religious to ask God.
But it's a kingdom way when you're on earth and you just declare things because zvinoitwa nema citizens of the kingdom.
It is done by the citizens of the kingdom.
But vasiri ma citizens vano zvenge mbabangu.
But those that are not citizens, they beg.
Kana usiri mwana wangu unogona ndikumbira ndikudawo sweet.
If you are not my child, you can ask me.
Ndokumbira sweet. Vana vangu vanogona kusvika chitora sweet because vanoziva kuti
my children can just come and take
vana vembe imomo.
Because they know their rights, they are children of the household.
So, Adam akatanga kudzidzisa vana vake.
Adam started teaching his children
how to pray even to God. How to beg God. Why? Because they are going to teach us religion.
He is the one to teach people.
Yet Mwari said that we introduce a religion. I said we introduce a kingdom.
And yet God did not want to introduce religion.
Mwari said that my members, I said my citizens.
God did not want members. He wanted citizens.
Adam kubatanga kuti no tinona mata so kuti tidzokere kuna Mwari.
Adam started teaching people we pray in this manner to God.
But Mwari vachimisa mu Garden of Eden ana kumudzisa prayer.
But when God put him in the Garden of Eden, he did not
Mwari vakamudzisa visitation kuti Mwari vaiburuka.
God taught him visitation.
Adam asina kudana kuna Mwari at any time vaisangana.
They would meet at any time.
Adam aisadana kuti Mwari vaburuke.
Adam did not call for God.
Adam aingozora Mwari voburuka.
Adam would just rest and God
but
would come.
After atadza.
But after he fell.
Ndopa akatanga kudzidzisa vanhu kundodanwa Mwari kuti vaburuke.
That's when he started teaching people you call unto God for him to come down. Hallelujah.
Okay, asazvanzwisika ndi.
You are not yet understanding it.
Azvizvisa zvanonzotsanangura.
Do you not understand what I'm trying to explain?
Facebook zvinzwisikira zvinodzanangura.
On Facebook, do you understand what I'm trying to explain?
And everyone zvinzwisika.
I don't think people are understanding.
So, it's not my prayers I.
What we call prayers,
it's a state of a sinful nature. You know, to a state of the tirathadzi.
It's a state that demonstrates that we are sinners.
Which is good to pray if you are sinners. But Mwari said this was from the beginning.
But God did not intend for that from the beginning.
Ndosaka Mwari not before the fall of man.
That's why you see, before the fall of man,
hapana pakadziswa Adam kunamata.
Adam was never taught to pray.
But Mwari vaisvika vachitaura na Adam at any time.
But God would come and talk to Adam at any given time.
Wokurukura Mwari odzokera.
And they would have a conversation and God
returns. Adam otenderera mu garden.
And Adam would go around
achita zvaanoda on earth because yanga kapiwa
naBaba naye. Doing as he so desired.
Saka akafunga fellowship Mwari vaiburuka.
If he thought of fellowship, God would come down.
Adam aisakumbira ndimwari vaitozoona kuti no pane zvandiri kukufungira onzi mungundifungirei.
Adam did not ask God.
Zvonzi wa too lonely.
You are now too lonely, God.
Ahaz Adam atinda lonely.
Adam did not say that I am lonely.
Mwari ndove ona mukuswera naye kuti akuda umwe munhu.
God saw in spending time with him that he now wants another person.
Adam aisaroma petition.
Adam did not give God petitions.
Mwari ndove musarudzira zvinhu.
God would choose for
because
him.
Because he was the Lord of heaven and earth. He was the owner of heaven and earth.
Amen.
Saka he owned even Adam. Because kana takutaura nyemu kingdom. Mu kingdom.
If we are talking about the kingdom, in a kingdom.
Mu kingdom amusarudzwe even zvekuvhotera zvataitaura zvezvo.
In a kingdom, you don't conduct elections.
But mu kingdom mambo ndo vanosarudza, the Lord ndo vanosarudza vanhu vanopinda.
But in the kingdom, the king is the one who chooses people.
King ndiye anovhotera vanhu, but mu a nation, mu a democracy.
Vanhu
ndo vanovhotera king.
The king votes for people.
But mu kingdom mambo ndiye anosarudza vanhu.
In a kingdom, the king is the one who chooses people.
Mambo.
It's not people. Ndosaka
Jesu achiti, you did not choose me, but I chose you.
That's why Jesus said,
it was a kingdom language iri kuudzwa ma citizens of the kingdom.
This was a kingdom language being told.
Ukaona akagara panapa hauna kuya panapa nekuti wasarudza Mwari ndo akakusarudza.
If you come here, you are not the one.
Saka mu kingdom Adam hazira aisarudzwa ndakuda munhu aisarudziro. Hazvina kunaka kuti ugara uri wega. Ndimwe rakakomudza.
Adam did not choose a person. It's God.
Do you know before God Adam enakirwa ne loneliness?
Before God, Adam enjoyed his loneliness. Until God told him, I can cause you to get to
crazy.
It's not good for you to be alone. Let me look for you for a helper that is enough for you.
As Adam agati ubachura wanyanya.
It's not Adam who said, I'm tired of being a bachelor.
Because in a kingdom,
in a kingdom, you don't choose. You are given.
Even nguo zro no decide, no decide dirwa.
Even time is not you who decide. It is decided upon you. Hallelujah.
So, the second Adam achuya.
When the second Adam came.
That's why we're not first lesson ya Jesu.
That's why you see the first lesson from Jesus.
Achibva kubhabhatidzwa anotanga kutaura about the kingdom of God.
After being baptized.
First lesson yake akapa vanhu.
The first lesson he gave people.
Anotsano, the kingdom of God is at hand.
He tells people the kingdom of God is at hand.
Aroda kudzosa the kingdom culture yakadropwa na Adam wekutanga.
He wants to restore the kingdom culture that was.
My message majid ajeso aitaura nye kingdom.
Most of Jesus' messages were
why?
About
because
the kingdom.
Why? Because God takaluzwa na Adam pakatadza ku Eden.
Because that's the thing that Adam lost.
He lost a kingdom. Yakauya kuzoitwa iyo retrieve na Christ.
He lost the kingdom that Jesus came to restore.
Ndosaka muri kuona kuti first miracle yake.
That's why you see his first miracle.
After the Cana nekudi nekudi.
After the Cana and all.
First time yari kuona Peter.
The first time he met Peter.
Peter ngasina kubata hove.
Peter wanted to.
Why? Because Adam chinche kutanga chakaudzwa kuti chakaita dominion over was
the first thing that Adam was told to have dominion over was fish.
So Jesus parku as a second Adam.
When Jesus came as the second Adam.
Ada kuvaradza way yave foronga vachibata hove.
He wanted to show them the way they were supposed to catch
what
fish.
What their expertise though? Because Peter chinzi kanda zvanzita dzama kubata husiku hwese.
Peter said, we toiled all night and caught nothing.
Jesus akati, madzama kubata because mukurama according to the first Adam.
You tried it because you are doing it according to the
but
first Adam.
But inini ndava kuzokuratidza kuzokupresentere the kingdom, how it should be done.
But I've come to present unto thee a kingdom and how you ought
kanda
to do
it.
Cast into the deep.
Ndazama kubata pandatadza.
I tried, but we failed.
Usiku was now. Jesu number one charuita. Time yachone ari kuti kanda makusen.
The time when Jesus said cast is in the morning.
Arikuya achita kuenda against every expertise. Yes, karana na Peter.
He's coming against all the expertise.
Ada kuvaradza kana time kingdom haizinye expertise.
When we are in the kingdom, it's not about what you know.
Yanye umbori ani uri pai.
It's about the understanding who are
you. Ndati kanda pakadzika.
Cast unto the deep.
Achikanda achibata hove.
When he cast, he caught fish.
Akwaradzoti chamaifara chanda kuzokupresentera ichi life ichi.
What I have come to present.
Ndoda kukuratidza ichakaraswa na Adam wekutanga.
I want you to show you what the first.
Chakuti ne hove dzinodedzwa ndoda kubata huyaya mbate nekuti makadzidzira.
Even fish is someone come we want to catch you. Hallelujah.
Pese peitoro, pese painda patati Jesu chinjaitanga kutaura nezvaiti hande kuhove.
Every time Jesus spoke, he said, let us go to the fish.
Can I Peter and the because he was a fisherman?
If it was Peter, he went.
So Jesus is a way of doing business, the kingdom way.
Amen.
There's a religious way of doing it.
Amen.
Toiling all the night, but there's a kingdom way of doing it.
But there is a kingdom way of doing it.
The kingdom way we don't talk, we command.
We don't tell when it's problematic.
The kingdom, we don't pray to God, we command.
When it's becoming problematic, we don't
say we command.
When the disciples saw that the storm was brewing, they tried praying and even putting
a citizen of the kingdom, the second Adam.
When Jesus woke up, the citizen of the kingdom, he was woken up by his disciples. Do you want us to die?
He said,
what is happening? Can't you see the storm outside? And Jesus went outside. The disciples thought he was going to pray, speak in
tongues.
And Jesus said, this is what you did before.
Because in Adam kutanga religion.
Because these are the ways that the first Adam
presented the kingdom way.
But when I come, I've come to present to you the kingdom way.
You
don't
pray
to
stop.
You command it to
because that's kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. When you are a citizen of the kingdom, you know your rights.
Amen.
You don't pray for you command.
Hallelujah.
He's
going to a fig tree and he's hungry. He said to the tree, I want food. And the tree gave him reasons. It's not the season
religion.
And he said, you do that during the time of
religion.
Religion wait for times.
But the kingdom, you know,
but the kingdom says if a child wants anything,
position,
as they know their positions, if they see it's impossible, they command. People of God, I want to introduce you to some
a
better way of praying more than this.
Lords of the earth.
Which is done by the lords of the earth.
Jesus Chakwanzungo presented was a lordship of the kingdom.
What Jesus presented was the lordship of the kingdom. That's why God said he should come in the form
of
God. And yet he was God.
He was God, but he became a human.
The Bible says he was God, but he became a human. God wanted to demonstrate the realm where people
operate.
God wanting to demonstrate the realm where people
operate. Go show these people what a kingdom is like, the couch of the kingdom.
Hallelujah. And he came. When he came as a boy, as a person, people seeing him saying he is the son of Joseph. But spiritually he was loaded. He was filled with knowledge of the kingdom. He knew there are things that you have to climb up. Then there are some that you just have to command.
Can you imagine
imagine the day he wanted a donkey to enter into Jerusalem? He said to his disciple, we don't do that. If we get someone's donkey, we'll be beaten up.
And then was the Lord.
And he said, go and tell them the Lord.
The honor. Lord means honor.
The Lord means honor. He's showing us there are things that belong to you that are being honored.
Can you imagine
the time to enter into Jerusalem where
it
was? And the donkey knew the time was right.
But
the people did not want to release the donkey. And Jesus said, I've got a realm I want to
share.
If you are not careful, you might walk into Jerusalem when the donkeys are
there. I'm not doing like
this. This is what This is my donkey. Hallelujah.
Saka endai pamba pamcha shika.
Go to a house I'm going to send.
Panera mchaona risati ramu ne makilometers akawanda ratasha.
There is a donkey with zero mileage.
And the iroro ndorangu mukashika vakada kukupfunza.
Is my donkey if they want to
hear. How take it the Lord. The Lord means what? Honor.
Tell them the Lord
it.
Wants it.
When
the owner was told these things,
he released that donkey.
My question becomes, how many of our things are being
sold?
And the time is ripe, but you don't know.
The
time is finished that you see things and you say, this
is finished. I
want to know, why am I in
love with that? But I want to know,
why am I in love with this car?
As the Lord that reminded me that I'm this tower of the Shamaru where I am.
Is this not the Lord that is inside of me telling me that time is?
When I'm in this one, do that go introduce some realm where kunzi kuno command wajin.
Hear me, I want to introduce you to a realm where things are commanded.
Because the earth like a pure one, the
earth was given to the sun.
Let's remind him this do.
And everything in it belongs to us.
Uzori maiiri kutu drive so no da.
You are in it to drive whatever you want.
Akuna pinda mu Jerusalem varume iro scripture iro.
As he entered into Jerusalem, that scripture.
Arukuti vaudzei kuti muri dziwara norida.
He said, tell them the owner wants it.
But kumu bunzo magari tengari na pana pana risiti Jesu havana.
But to ask him, when did you buy it?
But why is that kuti magwaro makane ronzi muchagara dzamusina kuvaka.
But he knew in the scriptures it is written you will stay in house.
With a position yake as a citizen.
He understood his position as a citizen.
I don't know
if I'm speaking to somebody this afternoon. I want those that are saying, men of God, I'm tired of praying over this issue. This
man,
is
not
prayer. Amen.
Problem, yeah, religious.
Your problem, you want to handle yourself as a religious Christian. There are issues that do not want you to climb up the mountain. Some you have to wake up in the
morning
and you open your
door
and you start commanding from the winds in your
toilet
and the winds from your toilet and you ask, who gave you the right to do what you want in my house? And you tell them, you did
it.
And I saw it. And my children
were addicts.
Some were impregnated. Some you killed. And I remained in silence because you are feeding on my ignorance.
About Adam were piri.
But today I have understood something about the first person
Adam.
If you got to a funeral, he would ask, who is dead? It's a girl child.
I said to Jehovah, I'm going to say,
he would command and say, rise up.
And the man
muka. And the child will be restored.
Because they are citizen of the kingdom.
Because they have been summoned by a citizen.
Like I retrench one dirabo.
You go and sit at your chair. And register it on the chair. Tell the chair, do you know who is sitting upon you? The one sitting upon you is
Mukuru kudarika four corners of office.
He is bigger than the four corners of this office. The one sitting upon you is bigger
than the
and here I will not depart
in the
you can take me from here, getting me to another
life. You take me from glory to glory.
Because my God said you take me from glory to glory.
Glory to shame.
And you open the Bible, I can't find a place that
says glory to shame.
Man of God, what is the status of this
culture?
I want four youngsters. Eight old men. My father, we are going to take hold of your hand. And we are declaring and moving forward.
Because enough is enough.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Not there on a spiritual husband,
spiritual husbands just play with you. And yet you have got a mouth.
Ne Bible.
And the Bible.
Ne ma verse.
And verses.
Omuko chiti Jehova kuda kwenyu simbarenyu kuda kwenyu akuda hanzo.
Your will.
Rino uzwa wapindira haziri.
You have entered into a wrong place.
Kana wango tufunzuro ndinoya handiziri nuya uya.
If you thought I am that one, I am not.
Ndamumwe wacho mucha.
I am the other one, a new creation.
Watu muzwa nengo Bible muna first Adam.
In the Bible, there is a first Adam.
Wawaitayo on the first page.
You did it to the first one.
In that second page.
I am now the second.
And in Zwaro.
You don't do that to me.
Elindilo tenda mumaya uno quickena my bodies.
I live in a spirit that quickens the body.
Shadi ne Bible patayerenga.
The Bible said where we read
from. The second Adam.
Amen.
With
a spirit that quickens the body, that raises the dead.
Which means Bible admit.
Meaning the Bible is admitting. It's dead because you're in the realm of the first Adam. But when you now know what you know.
No,
this one has got the power to raise from the dead. Everything that is dead.
Zakafa.
Everything that is dead.
Zakafa.
Everything that is dead.
Maumbu akafa no muta.
Dead wombs, he resurrects.
Mabasa akafa no muta.
Dead jobs, he resurrects.
Marita kafa no muta.
Dead finances, he resurrects.
Mota takafa no muta.
Dead cars, he resurrects.
Uyuane mweya uno muta zvenyama.
He has a spirit that raises things in the physical.
Now we have to introduce a citizen level.
I have come to introduce you to a citizen.
This time, I also better pray.
When you climb up a mountain, you're not going to pray like that. You're going to stand and point.
What is the arrow?
I don't know where the arrow is coming from.
But you arrow.
But you arrow. Where you have been cast is not there. I boomerang you back.
Nekuti pano pane simba reupenyu.
Because there is power of life here.
Baba,
my father,
second Adam,
the second Adam.
Akazvino zvotora ngoya zvana John zvana Moses zvekubelieve muna first Adam.
The Moses to believe in the first Adam.
Zvekuti kana vachida kuti vapfura vange vachiuya.
If they want to pass, the enemy is coming.
Ombo simudza tsvimbo kuti vhure
pathuke. Raise a rod.
No, mu kingdom atidaro sema citizens atidaro.
In the kingdom as citizens.
Go pachamboya mhepo. Pachamboya mhepo.
When the wind comes.
Yofugura mvura yoku yofugura yoku tofura nepaka inguva iyo.
That's my way.
Akati muno atidaro.
Here we don't do that.
Atipatsanure problem.
We don't part the problem.
Tinotsika pamusoro pa tichitoenda.
We tread upon it and we go.
Atiti ngaibve.
We don't command it to
go. Ipo atipatsanure.
When it's there, we don't party.
Ndinoiona ndoti ndakutsika pamusoro pako.
I see it and I tread upon it.
Ndakufamba pamusoro pako.
I am treading upon you.
Oh my way.
Hallelujah.
Ahana kuti udzo tichafamba pamusoro pemakomo.
He did not tell us to walk upon mountains.
A level in the realm of citizens.
He told us a level in the realm of citizens. Kuti
kuda zvenga muri kuti makomaya.
Even the mountains.
Abumana matire, you shall command.
You don't pray, but you command.
You shall command.
Amen.
Aritsaniro, you just command.
You don't pray, but you don't fast, but you command.
Kuti komandati vapa.
I command you to depart from here to be cast. I don't know if you can hear me.
Sei muchida kuomesa kunamata.
Why do you want to make prayer? The owner who came with it did not live a hard life. Tell me where it is written, Jesus, which is written, Jesus
has a hard
life. Whatever you wanted. He knew how to get it. If you see him not having it, he doesn't want it.
Kingdom needs.
He understood kingdom needs.
Nema kingdom wants.
And kingdom wants.
Jesus was moved by peer pressure kuti vamwari kuchata saka tichateo.
Jesus was not moved by peer pressure. Others are wedding, let us wed.
I don't enda kumuchato no perekedza nemi chima steps emuchato.
If he goes to a wedding, he can even accompany.
But I just thought mission yangu haidi mukadzi.
But he understood my mission does not require a
wife.
My mission, if something is short on the wedding, I will increase.
Do you talk about a citizen of the kingdom?
I am talking about the citizen
of the
kingdom. Never a day you climbed up a mountain to pray for a wife. It may be by chance some of the things.
Yes, a kingdom mandate.
It was not a kingdom minded prayer. Hallelujah. Look at the person next to you. Ask them, do you know when you said Jesus is in me, do you know what you meant? Do you know what it means when you say Jesus is
in
me?
Troubles,
even in your troubles, do you know what it means when you say Jesus is in me?
Power!
Do you know the power that is living inside of you that you don't know? Do you know you are abusing a citizen right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And I can imagine, even the hardships are going to zero.
Even if hardships are to come,
don't pick up arms with any matter.
That's when you heard he would pray. My father, if it is your
because
will.
Time and hardship, fellowship na baba.
Because during the time of hardship, you are supposed to go back into fellowship with the father.
Very fast with the
you don't pray for the hardship to depart
because
quickly. Everyone, you've got a thorn that takes you back to the Lord.
And the Asians, we see, suppose it was a season of thy kingdom.
He understood these
and
things because he was a citizen of the kingdom.
Remember, we have introduced the life of the kingdom.
When he's coming, he's introducing the life of
the culture.
And he's showing us the culture.
The life of the kingdom.
The life of the kingdom when you have everything. The life of the kingdom without everything. During that time of need, he would pray, God, give me power.
Why aren't we some missionary ahead?
He understood the missions that lie ahead. It might be difficult more than my strength. But let your will prevail. Hallelujah.
And
I don't know whom I am talking to today. But today I've come to raise a breed that is vicious.
Citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
What we call citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
Even body.
Those who know that we can be sick in the physical. It doesn't mean we are far away from God. At times that sickness is a storm that wants to bring us closer to the Lord.
Situation.
I might be in a situation.
I need define or come on, Baba.
It does not define my relationship with God. Those who stand and cast words into the atmosphere. Those who stand and say, we understand that times is the sons of Isaac. Fire or no fire. I know my status in Christ. I want youngsters that are going even to surprise the angels. I saw a vision, angels being shocked. How did you come out of this? Not people, but angels.
True story, vatumwa vachishokwa.
Angels being shocked. How did you come out of this place? I want people that are going to shock even demons.
On my way.
Hallelujah. You look down upon yourself, my child. Not knowing your tongue is the weapon of the citizens. You don't know that. As you depart from this place, go into your house and see things that are out of place. You prayed enough, you fasted enough. All mountains know you.
For a scripture.
Open up the scripture. Start commanding and shouting. Tell them, I've come to claim my position. Hallelujah. Do you know when Jesus came on earth?
Pane seat yaisagarwa mumusinagoge ichinzi ndeya Messiah.
There was a seat that was not set in the synagogue reserved for the
but
Messiah.
But achiuya havana kumutendera kugarapo.
When he came, they did not allow him to sit.
Aitozvanogara zveginya.
He went and sit there.
And akagara veda futi kumutema.
Amen.
Veda futi kumuraya.
When he sat there, they wanted to stone him.
Ndozvinoita nyika.
That is the ways of the earth.
Onozvamanago.
Do you know that
akuna rukuya kuzokubatsira?
No one is coming to help you.
Vose vanhu vese vanokutya kuti vakakubatsira unogona kuva better version yezvauri.
Because everyone is afraid to help you because you're
going to. Ndozvanga kamirira mahelpers ndozviziva.
I know you are waiting for help.
But vanonyatsonyumwa siti rako vanotanga kuti vanorinyumwa, vanoriziva vanhu.
They understand your seat. They know it.
Vanyatsozoti vakakubatsira kubuda panyaya dzako idzi.
They know if they help you to come out of this.
Ukanogara pano fanira kugara uchabatike.
And you take your rightful seat, you never be touched.
Zvina vazoti nemwana komana waDavid.
They don't know we have got the son of David.
Wekuti mwari akata kurivesa chigemu chacho.
That God reversed the whole game.
Can you imagine?
Imagine.
Mwari akavaita kuti mfungwa dzava fungo kuti vakamuraya vahwina.
God caused them to think in their minds that if they kill him,
vasingazoti vakamuraya vamupromoter.
Not knowing if they kill him, they've promoted him.
Vaifungidzira kumunyima mari yefees vahwina.
They thought robbing him of the money of fees they've won.
Vaifungidzira kuti sanomburitsa pamahwani vahwina.
Not to take him out of a tight situation there.
Vasingazive kuti no chitunha ichi chiri kumutswa.
Not knowing this a corpse that is being resurrected.
Handizondiri kutaura nani pana pamasikata.
I don't know whom I'm talking to this afternoon.